The Fool Derek Trucks Band is here to do justice to the tunes on Songlines, the new album. Derek is married to Susan Tedeschi, the singer, and we'll talk about how parenthood's affected both of their lives. And we'll get the story behind Songlines, the album's title. Let's start with this performance of I'll Find My Way and Ross on Roland Kirk's Volunteered Slavery.
Nothing's learned, baby, nothing grows. Time will
All that music coming out of your little speakers is from the Derek Trucks Band playing live for us today. And Derek, I thought maybe a way to get into what this band does is maybe to explain the title, the songlines concept, because I think it has a lot to do with the whole way the band works. Because you can look at this and say, oh my God, you know, a Roland Kirk tune, something from Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, you know, an old soul tune. How does it all fit together?
Somebody's lost their mind. That's how it fits together. Songlines is a book that somebody turned me on to by a guy named Bruce Chatwin. It's basically telling an old Aboriginal myth about, they believe that their ancestors sang everything into existence. Walking down the in the outback, they'd see something that there needed to be a rock, so they'd sing a rock into existence, a hill, whatever, and they've kept this tradition going for thousands of years, and every family member, when they're born, you're given a piece of a song that's basically, it's like a piece of a road map, and every once in a while they get everybody together and sing the full lineage of a song, and it goes from one end of the continent to the next, and it's pretty wild. They believe if you don't sing it in order, you can actually uncreate things.
Wow.
And there's all these songlines that it's kind of a web. They all zigzag across each other, and it's a really fascinating story.
And if you take that to music, of course, that begins with the first thing you heard, and your own song line is, you know.
Yeah, and you know, the amount of just different backgrounds that this band has. I mean, we're coming from different generations, different you know, different racial backgrounds, different geographical backgrounds. It's a pretty fascinating mix of humanity in a bus. So, and you know, we've logged a lot of miles together too.
One of the kind of fascinating things I saw in your list, my latest materials you sent around, was a list of what the band listens to on the road. And it's very geographic. Like, if you're in a certain, you know, geographic space, you would listen to music that has to do with that space.
Yeah.
It's a great concept.
It helps feel a place out. Like, we were just in Poland and listening to the Arthur Rubinstein versions of the Chopin, the treatment that he gave that. It was pretty amazing just to listen to him playing his countrymen's music. And that's such a wild place, man. Poland that was a great time for the band. They really received us well there, and it's just nice to be able to put the music with the place. And I think you can read people a little bit better if you kind of know where it's coming from.
Is Eastern Europe kind of starving for music? Are they really anxious to have folks come through?
I mean, from our experience, it is. I mean, it was pretty overwhelming, the response they had to the band, and it was our first trip. We were not expecting much as far as crowds or people being into what we're doing. So, it's really nice that you hear those, you know, all the old stories of the great straight-ahead musicians going over to Europe in the 50s and 60s and feeling that wave. So, you know, it was a little piece of that.
Sounds great. I would be remiss, because I asked your wife, Susan, to ask you this question, so I need to ask it of you also. Has fatherhood changed how you look at the music, or how you approach all this?
Well, me and Todd both have two young kids, and you know, it makes a big difference. It's a lot harder being on the road as full time as we are, and you know, eventually going to slow down touring a little bit, because before it was no problem being gone nonstop, but yeah. With babies at home, it's a little different.
Do either of you get to bring your kids out with you?
Yeah, here and there, like. It all depends on the trip, and yeah. If there's a few days off now, you hop a plane and go home rather than catch up on your sleep. So.
Well, it's funny. People should know that you're liable to see Derek somewhere any night of the year, 300 dates or so a year. You're out there. If you're not doing this, of course, you got your day job.
Yeah,
with the Allman Brothers.
That's so. Right. So we can put gas on the bus.
Yeah, exactly. Well, do some more from this album. What do you want to do next?
We're going to hit an original tune called Majoon, followed by an old traditional named Greensleeves. Thank you.
So many bands within a band, the Derek Trucks Band, whether you're playing off of Kofi or if the rhythm section is doing something together, you and Todd, it's so cool to watch how this all
That's a good time.
Moves around the room. Derek, you started playing so young. In fact, you got that in the 100 Greatest Guitarists. You were like the youngest in the Rolling Stone thing at one point. I'm wondering if now as you get – people cut you slack when you're young, you know. and I'm wondering now as you get older, you feel what it's like for you, the learning process, and how you feel about that.
You know, I think when I hit 25, I realized that that was done. It's either put up or go home. So, you know, It's nice though to be out of the novelty range at least. You know, it takes a long time, especially when you start young, to pull away from that. Because I think for years the music that this band played, especially the guys around me, were kind of viewed differently because it started as a blues band. I started so young, so it's nice to be starting to get away from that, and people starting to take it at face value. But you know, it's all a double edged sword. It was fortunate early to have the novelty tag. It kept us on the road.
Indeed. Well, best of luck with this band. It sounds great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, man.
So much for coming in. It's always a treat.
We enjoy it. This is one of the few shows left in the country where we get to do this, so we appreciate it.
Well, I love it when you guys stretch out. Anyway, Derek Trucks and the band are guests today here on The Cafe. Thanks again to Derek Trucks and the full band for joining us today. Great session. If you are looking for that album, the Songlines disc, it is at our World Cafe CD store, which is at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. A great place to pick that up, plus to pick up our own Live at the World Cafe CDs as well.